神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Someone asked me the other day, if a person who is choleric or a person that is rather bossy and wants to see things get done, are they really leaders?
有一天呢，有人问我这个问题，他说如果有一个人他的个性生性是刚烈型的，然后他非常的有主见，很主观，而且呢每一次做事情呢都想就是要让他能够成全，这样的人是有领导特质的人吗？
Not really.
但不一定。
They may have strong personalities that push people, drive people, and challenge people, but that's not true leadership.
或许这样的生性的人呢，他们有一个很刚烈、很强的特性，想要去说服人，想要去驱赶人去做事情，但是不见得是一个领导的人物。
You might say then, what is leadership?
那到底什么才是领导的特质呢？
I think John Maxwell was hit it right on the head what leadership is.
John 这个学者他讲得非常的对。
Leadership is the ability to influence.
他这样做一个定义，他说呢，真正的领导就是可以影响人。
Now, many strong personalities that want to be boss and want to get their own way really do not influence people. They turn people against them.
很多人他们很刚烈，非常的强烈的特性，而且呢想去驱使人，去勉强人，去推动人，但是有时候不但没有影响人，反而让别人对他反感。
Actually, leadership is not about position.
基本上这个领袖领导的特质也不是在指那个位置那个地位
or that you've been given the right to direct people
或者是那种权益那种权势那种可以领导人的权势，这个并不代表领袖特质
or that you get an office that says manager
或者你说呢那经理呢也不是
You see, you might have the authority. They may have given you the job, but really, as a leader, you're not succeeding.
即使呢你得到一个工作一个位置但是呢不见得你就可以真的成功。
I knew a young woman who went to college and she got her master's degree and went on to teach in a college.
我认识一个妇女她 拿到了硕士学位之后呢她就有一个在大学里面学院里面教书的位置。
She had the title of a teacher, she had the position, the office,But the children, young people, did not really listen or give her the respect she needed.
办公室里面有她的老师的位置、办公桌，然后呢，她也有教职的这样的职务。可是呢，这些年轻的学生呢，却不听她的。
This troubled her very much.
所以对这个妇女呢，心里面就很干扰。
But I reminded her, and a friend of ours reminded her, that you must earn.That right of leadership.
我就提醒他说呢，你想要得到这种被尊重的这种领导的特质的话，你需要去赚得，你需要去经营。
You see, this is the problem in so many jobs.
在工作上，我们会碰到这样的问题。
There are those that are trying to be leaders, but do not have what it takes to influence their people.
很多人他们有的那个位置，好像他们有那种职权，但是呢，却没有那种影响人、吸引人的能力。
How do we build influence?
我们如何建立我们的影响呢?
And that's exactly what we have to do. We have to build influence.
事实上，我们就是要建立我们的影响。
I think one of the most outstanding and most fundamental, characteristic a leader needs is integrity.
我想一个领导的最基本的特质呢，他要有诚信。
This is where you can be trusted by people.
那就是说呢，你是可信任的，被人来信任的。
They know you're true to your word.
对你所讲的，说得到就做到。
In your business dealings, you're honest.
在你的事业上面，你是很诚实的。
In your living, you're ethical.
你的生活是有这种道德标准的。
And when you have these characteristics and these principles in your life, you then will be a person that people will follow because they trust you.
当你有这样的一个原则标准的时候呢，别人会跟着你，而且会很尊重信任你。
I know we're living in a time when many people feel that this is foolish. You'll never get ahead this way, but it's not true.
我知道这个时代有很多人这样想，如果你那么诚实的话，那可能是没有办法成功的，但是这不是事实。
When you're a person like this, you will draw the people because they know out of all these others they have to deal with, you're the man or womanThat they can trust.
如果你有这种诚信的特质的话，那么你会吸引人来信任你，来跟随你，因为不管你是有诚信的男士或女士呢，你会成为那个被信任的人。
I know many businesses don't want to hire a man that has integrity.
我知道很多做生意的人呢，他们不想雇一个太诚实的人。
Because they are not honest themselves.
因为他自己的事业呢是不诚实的。
And they're a very crooked business deal. They need men that's willing to go along with them.
所以他们的事业呢是放在这种诈骗上面啊来做的，所以他们也希望雇一些人像这样子来做。
But this weakens a nation.
但是这样的一个特质呢会让一个国家腐化。
When we live in a nation where we cannot trust, where there's no integrity,where everything is done very shoddy and everything is done trying to make money, we as a nation becomes very weak.
当一个国家里面的事业、商业充满着欺诈、充满着不诚实的时候，那这样的一个国家呢，是不会复兴的，不会兴旺的。
So as I was saying, one of the biggest characteristics is, are you a man or woman of integrity?
所以我的意思是说呢，当你想要有领袖的特质的时候呢，就是一定要有这种诚信。
You know, actually, leadership has something to do, a great deal to do, with relationship.
一个成为领袖的人呢，他有一大部分的一个精力要放在这种关系上面。
As a leader, you're going to be dealing with people.
成为一个领袖是要面对人事关系的。
Now, if all you want to do is manipulate them,
如果你只想操纵人，
if all you want to do is be a dictator over them,
或者你只想做一个专制的人，
you will never be a leader.
那你这样子就从来不会成为一个领袖。
Or you may get things done by force, by threatening them, but it's not true leadership.
或许呢，你可以威胁的人去做，或者是勉强人去做成一件事情，但是呢，你并没有表达出一种领袖的特质。
A true leader nurtures people.
真正的领导人呢，他会喂养去帮助人。
They care for them as a person.
关心对方。
They remember their names.
记得对方的名字。
They smile at them from the heart.
从心里面对他们微笑。
They just treat people right.
对待人呢，是用很仁慈对的方法来对待。
They talk to them.
而且呢，会跟对方沟通讲话。
They'll work beside them to help them.
常常会讲一些造就帮助他们的话。
So you see, that of nurturing people is very important.
这种对对方栽培是很重要的。
You must learn how to talk to them, be able to understand them.
你要学习怎么样对对方说话，而且要去了解对方。
So now we see integrity, and now we nurture as leaders.
所以我们要有诚信的本质，而且呢，我们要去栽培对方。
Another characteristic is that we have faith in people.
接下来呢，就是你要信任人。
We really love people.
我们爱人。
We trust them.
我们信任他们。
We see the potential in them.
我们要看到对方的潜力。
We see not what they are now, but what they can become.
你不能只有看到他现在怎么样，你要看到他以后会成为怎么样的人。
It's a person very optimistic about people.
看人的正面性。
And they learn how to accept people where they are.
他们也懂得怎么样来接受原本的对方本来的他。
There was a young woman who came into my church many, many years ago from another island.
曾经有一个妇女呢，她从别的岛到我那边，到我的教会来。
She went through many difficulties.
她曾经经过很多的难处。
And she had some difficult times.
她有很大的困境。
This left her scarred. This left her in a sense a very antisocial.
因为呢，经历这些很坎坷的一些经历呢，使她呢，对于社交方面呢，就有一些笨拙。
The other day, when I was hit by the hurricane and lost quite a few things, she called me from another state.
当我因为台风的关系使我一些损失的时候呢，她从另外一州打电话给我。
And she sent a large box of things that I could use.
她送了寄了很多我可以用的东西。
I called her and thanked her, and I said, "You shouldn't have done so much. You used too much money."
我就跟她打电话说呢，你不应该买那么多那么破费的买东西给我。
Oh, she said she wanted to do it and wanted to do more.
她说呢，她甚至想多买一点。
Oh, I said, "No more. Don't do any more."
我就跟她说，不要再买了，已经够了。
She said, I do this because I love you.
她说我买这些是为了爱你。
And because all that you did for me.
而且你为我所做的呢，使我很爱你。
After I got off of the phone.
当我电话挂断之后。
I began to think.
我就在想。
What had I exactly done for that young woman?
到底我的过去呢，是怎么样跟她产生关系的呢？
And then I realized, I think the main thing was,I accepted her for what she was and loved her and helped her as she started to grow.
原来我过去呢，所为她所做的就是我接纳她，不管她是怎么样的，我接纳她，爱她，而且帮助她成长。
A true leader truly loves people.
真正的领袖要深深地爱着跟你工作的人。
Now we see that integrity, nurturing people,having faith in people, and now one of the other characteristics is being able to listen to people.
一个真正的领袖除了要有诚信，而且要关心对方，要信任对方之外呢，还有一点，他要懂得去听对方。
This is not always easy.
这个不容易。
Particularly for those of, like myself, that likes to talk.
我自己是喜欢讲话的人。
And many times my mind is going trying to find the answer.
那我的脑筋里面总是不断的要找到答案。
I've been guilty of this.
我自己本身是很不够的。
When truly listening is not that.
真正会听的人不能这样子。
You're listening to them attentively.
你要很专心的听对方讲。
They can feel the attitude of your listening to them.
对方可以感受到你是真的诚心在听。
And so you let them open up their heart.
让对方敞开心来谈。
When they talk about their family, you're not in a big hurry. You listen to them.
不管他们谈什么，谈他的家庭，你也要听。
Sometimes they're having problems. They don't know where to turn, but they know that you will listen.
有时候他们有一些问题呢，不晓去哪里找答案，所以他们知道你可以听他们讲。
You see, you have to keep your ear to the ground as a leader before you move with your feet.
当一个领袖的时候呢，你要向前在做什么决策的时候呢，你要先打开你的耳朵来听。
So whenever they need a listening ear, you should be there.
当他们需要一个倾听的耳朵的时候，你就要听。
You say, well, what do you mean I should be there? I'm standing there or I'm sitting there.
或许呢，你说呢，为什么我一定要听呢？我就在那里啊。
You can be sitting there looking down at something on your desk, or you can be looking up at the clock, or you can tell that your mind is somewhere else.
有时候你即使在那里呢，你在忙别的东西，你在注意别的事情，你不见得会注意听对方讲话。
Listening is actually the ability to take what the person says and to be able from that to truly understand what the problem is.
真正的听就是要听到对方讲的话的意思，而且找到对方讲的话的一些问题在哪里。
So you need to learn to be a good listener.
所以你需要学习成为一个倾听的人。
So we see then we must have integrity, we must nurture people, we must have faith in people, and we must learn to listen to people.
我们要有诚信的本质，我们要去关爱人，去栽培人，我们要信任人，而且我们要倾听对方讲话。
And then we must learn how to understand people.
之后呢，我们要学习去了解人。
People are all different.
人是很不一样的。
They come from different walks, different cultures.
因为从不同的背景跟环境跟文化来。
They have different personalities and different tendencies.
不同的生性，不同的个性。
And so actually then, it really takes someone who is really concerned to be able to understand those that you are leading.
所以你如果不用一点心的话，不精心的话，你是没有办法了解这些不同的。
You know, they really realize people are real. They're not just those who make money for you or those that you lead in some organization. They are real people.
你要记得为你做事的人呢，他不是只有你的雇员，只是为了这个组织来效力而已。他们是真正有人性的人。
It does good even to spend some time with your people.
如果你可以用点时间跟他们在一起是很好的。
I remember one morning I was in a restaurant eating breakfast.
有一次一早上的时候呢，我在一个餐厅吃早餐。
And a young man came in with a group of workers.
我看到一个年轻人带着一群他的雇员进来。
They were those who clean the yards and plant flowers and make places look beautiful.
那这些人呢，是工人，是为他在就是做清洁这种园艺的。这院子的这样的工人。
Now he was the foreman of this group.
他是这一群人的雇主。
And he was bringing them to breakfast.
他带这一群工人来吃早餐。
I would imagine that must have been about 8 or 10 years ago.
这是在八年到十年之前的事情了。
Today he owns the business.
今天呢，他拥有一个很大的事业。
A very large and one that is very profitable.
很大而且呢很赚钱的一个事业。
And even today, he cares about his men.
即使今天我也看到他还是一样关心他的雇员。
Often treating them, often giving to them and enjoying them.
喜欢把东西给他们，请他们客，而且呢跟他们常常在一起。
So you see, we must learn how to spend time, understand and realize these are real people that we can work together in harmony and we can live together in peace.
所以呢，我们要了解到呢，他们这些跟我们工作的人呢，他们有真正的人性，让我们跟他们有时间在一起，然后保持彼此的心理的和谐。
You see, there is so much involved in being a true leader.
真正的领袖领导呢，是要兼顾很多的特质的。
A true leader is able to enlarge their people, making them better than they were when they started.
真正的领袖要让对方比他们原来更好，帮助对方呢更成长更好。
You take care of them, train them, help them along, see that they grow in this.And some of them will look back someday and see it was you who helped them and enlarge their lives.
因为你，所以呢，帮助他们成长，他们的人生呢，就好像扩大了一样。那有一天，他们自己会看到，就是因为你来帮助他们的。
You must be a navigator.
一个领导人要成为一个领航的人。
Every ship, every airplane must have a good navigator.
不管是船或者是飞机都要一个好的领航人。
That's the one that gets you where you want to go.
那是一个领导你方向的人。
People can do wonders when they have someone that knows how to lead them.
当有人引导而且引导得很好的时候呢，对方那些雇员会做得更好。
And once they see that you know what you're doing, which way you're going, have the confidenceable to make decision, they're willing to follow you.
当雇员们知道领航的人就是领导的人呢，领到哪一个方向，他们清楚，然后他们很清楚你要他们做什么的时候，那他们就会跟随得很好。
There are offices, there are businesses, there are even churches where everything is confused, because they do not have someone that knows which way they go and is able to get it across to the people.
很多时候，不管是机构或者是在办公室里面或教会里面呢，因为呢，没有一个很好的领航人、领导人呢，所以让一切都很混淆，不晓得该做什么，不晓得该怎么样做。
So you see, as a leader, you must be able to make decisions.
所以身为一个领导人呢，要懂得怎么样做决策。
For there are many people who cannot make decisions.
很多人没有办法做决定。
And they're going to need your help.
所以呢，这些人呢，需要你的帮助。
They're going to need you to lead them and to train them in the way that they should go.
他们需要你的帮助，需要你的训练，让他们知道他们该往哪个方向去。
You're going to learn that you just can't tell people what to do, but you're going to have to follow up and make sure they are going the way you are leading them.
你不但呢告诉他们要该怎么做，而且你还要看着他们有没有往你要他们去的那个方向。
So true leadership is not sitting back in the office, shuffling papers, but it's out there working with your people and making sure that everything is going right.
真正的领导人不是只有坐在办公室里面批公文而已，他们是要监督看着到底有没有做对了。
Another thing, you have to learn how to connect with your people.
另外方面呢，你要懂得怎么样跟对方有连结性。
You have to learn how to feel what they feel.
你要为对方的感受有一种同理心。
Here you have an employer or someone in your organization that has gone through a tragedy.
比如说呢，你的雇员当中有人呢，经历了一些难处，经历了一些灾祸。
Some will briefly say, oh, I'm sorry. You've really gone through a hard time. I'm very sorry. And they go on.
有些人呢，他就是用嘴巴讲讲说，哦，听说你怎么样了，我觉得很难过，就这样问一问，就过去了。
But a true leader knows how to sit down or be there with that person and make them the sense that you feel what they are feeling.
真正的领导呢，碰到对方有难处、有困境的时候呢，你要坐下来，陪陪对方，让他们知道说你跟他有同理心。
You say, how can I do this?
或许你说我怎么能做这些呢？
Because you really care for people.
因为当你真正关心他的时候，你就可以做。
And a leader must develop this in his life.
一个领导者一定要建立这种能力。
It's actually almost a heart-to-heart understanding.
这是以心对心的一种理解。
You sense what they sense.
他的感受呢，就是你的感受，你的感受也是他的感受。
And in a sense, there's a togetherness with you and them.
那这样的话，就等于是两个人有连结的在一起的关系。
You say, this is all ridiculous. No.I will be telling you later why you must do this.
如果你觉得这个很荒唐的话，我会告诉你原因的。
A leader must empower their people.
一个领导者呢，需要懂得怎么样去助长对方的能力。
What do you mean by empowering?
这什么意思呢？
You know, within man, there is much worthwhile.
一个人的潜力里面的力量实在是很可以去发挥的。
They may have many hidden abilities.
他们可能有隐藏的一些能力。
They have their thoughts. They have things that they think would really do much better.
他们有一些理想，一些想法可以改善。
But they're afraid of the one that leads them.
有时候却很怕这个领导的人。
That person brings fear to them. They don't feel they can be open. They feel like they're in bondage to them.
有时候一些领导人呢，带给下面的人害怕，不敢去讲他们的理想。
But a true leader empowers them and frees them up so that they can express themselves and that they can develop those things which are within them.
一个真正的领导人呢，会开放给对方有机会来发挥他们里面的能力，助长他们里面能力的发挥。
They can learn how to relax and be free and be able to speak to you as they feel they can.
所以一个领导人呢，要容许雇员对方呢，有那种很敞开、很自由、很放松的心态来跟领导的人来谈他们的理想。
You might say, well, they will take advantage of me.
或许你会想，这样的话，他们可能会侵犯我的这种权益。
But they won't do this because they feel free with you. They trust you. They have confidence in you. You have really built a rapport with them.
你放心，因为他们已经信任你，敢对你讲他们的理想的话，他们跟你有很好的关系，他们不会侵犯你的权势的。
The only ones that would feel they would take advantage is because really you have no confidence in yourself. You're afraid of what people will do and what they'll say. But when you're a true leader who has built relationship, you're not going to have to worry about that.
除非你是那个没有跟你的雇员建立关系，你没有自信的人，你才要怕对方来侵犯你的权势。
And true leaders build leaders.
一个真正的领导人呢，他会建立或者是训练出领导的人。
By their influence, they're able to reproduce leaders.
因为他们的影响力会影响到对方，也被训练成一个领导人。
Now, as you go over these, and I'm just going to name them once more, a true leader is one who influences people.
我要再强调一次，一个真正的领导人是一个有影响力的人。
We went over some characteristics that influence.
我们谈到领导者的一些特质。
We are people of integrity.
他们是有诚信的人。
We love people and nurture people.
他们是一个懂得关爱人、栽培人的人。
We have faith in people.
他们是信任人的人。
We listen to what they have to say.
他们是懂得倾听别人说话的人。
And we're always trying to understand the people.
而且呢，是很用心要去了解人的人。
And you give the people the ability to feel free that they can express to you what they need to express.
而且容许对方你的雇员有很自由的很敞开的来跟你提他们的想法。
We navigate them or lead them.
而且你懂得怎么样来领导他们走他们的方向。
We lead them which gives them confidence that recognizes that you know what you're doing and where you are going.
当你领导清楚方向的时候呢，给对方有一种很清楚的一种方向感，而且呢，对你有信心，知道他们在做什么。
We learn how to connect with people.
你要懂得怎么样跟人，跟下面的人有那种连接的关系。
And then we reproduce leaders.
接下去从你自己的这种领导的这种栽培的能力呢，你会训练出另外一个领导的人。
We're not afraid they're going to take our position.
你不要害怕别人会侵犯你的位置。
Because we have built such a rapport with them and such a connection with them that they recognize that as you bring out in them the leadership, they feel very much indebted to you.
既然你是那个栽培他们的人，他们对你只有感恩，只有对你尊重，而且你跟他们有很好的这种连结关系的话，所以呢，只有跟你啊更好的关系，不要害怕。
And there are times when we need them to take our place as we step up higher.
那当他已经预备好，已经成熟到可以来代替你的位置的时候，事实上你是往上面在牵升的时候了。
If you want to learn about a true leader,
如果要成为一个真正的领导人
Then get a Bible and begin to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
你就找到一本圣经，神的话，圣经念四福音书，马太、马可、路加、约翰四福音书。
You will see one of the greatest leaders that ever lived.
你会从新约四福音书里面看到里面最伟大的领袖。
Napoleon said that this man, Jesus,Never fought a war. He never had a battle. He never had any great things. But he has more books written about him. He influenced more people. His influence is still going on and on. That is my leader.
拿破仑这样评价这四福音书里面的耶稣，他说他没有打过一场仗，却是一个得胜者。他没有写过书，可是有很多书在描述他，他的影响力大过所有的人，而且到现在还是继续的在影响人。耶稣是一个真正的领导者。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄
台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。